Hey everyone, it's Angela Velas McClinton checking in at angelawakened.blogspot.com, and I'm in my car running errands. I'm a pretty eco-conscious person, so I don't love being in my car, but I live in LA, so sometimes being in the car is unavoidable. But while I'm running these errands, I'm remembering a trip that I recently took to Vegas, and on the way back, I drove home at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and the ride is really long, and so it was just me, myself, and I. My kids were asleep, and I started to have a lot of inner dialogue. I started to have these conversations with myself and with God and with my fantasies and my dreams and my goals. I started to verbalize them. And it reminded me of back in the day making this trip with my mom and how we used to write entire scripts and we used to talk about our dreams and she used to tell me stories about growing up, and it was such bonding time. And I started to remember times when I was acting and how I would get scripts and I would rehearse and I would verbalize these things, and it would be someone else's idea, but I would be putting myself in the moment completely, making it really real for myself. And I started playing on this trip, and I started having these acceptance speeches and these, I guess the most profound experience was this prayer of gratitude for something that at the time hadn't happened yet. But I started just thanking God, like, for this incredible situation that had come true, and I couldn't believe it, and I was humbled and I was grateful, and I was at the point of tears, feeling such immense joy, and I had really put myself in this situation, saying thank you for giving me more than I could ever have even dared to imagine, the things that I couldn't even put together in my mind. And I felt really awesome. It was a great trip. I was so high from this fantasy dialogue. My kids woke up and I'm singing and happy, and they're like, what's up with mom? The people driving along the freeway are looking at me, and they must have thought I was crazy. And guess what? I didn't care, because I don't care who thinks I'm crazy. When it comes to joy, I'm gonna get mine. And I got mine, and it lasted the entire trip, and I came home. And I have to tell you that yesterday I got some news, and it was news of the delivery of an answered prayer that was well beyond what I could have ever asked for or imagined. Now, whether you choose to believe that it was a law of attraction thing, or you believe in God, or you believe in science and you think that this was just a coincidence, what we believe, the specifics about it doesn't actually matter. But what I'm trying to convey, the actual basis of this message, the core of this message, is that I allowed myself to be in the moment completely. I delivered it with my tongue. I delivered it with my spirit, with my body, with my energy. I felt it. I felt great in the moment. And now I feel great that this miracle has come to pass. And so whether your goal or your fantasy is to accept a proposal for Mr. Right, or accept an Oscar, or accept a Nobel Peace Prize, or a 10-book deal, or the financing for your dream house, accept it with your entire being. Make it real. Don't bother caring about who sees you or how crazy you look, whether you're in your car screaming and jumping up and down. Well, you can't jump up and down, but you can jump up and down in your bedroom or in your kitchen or in your backyard or in your private space. But don't let anybody keep you from experiencing all that you can experience. Experience the joy, live it, make it real. Play. Give yourself the chance to play, and that's my message today. As always, signing off, wishing you peace and blessings. Later.